You are hearing Fintita podcast. E-invoicing in Saudi Arabia, understanding phase 2 and its waves. E-invoicing, a significant leap towards digital transformation in Saudi Arabia, is part of the kingdom's Vision 2030 initiative to modernize its economy and enhance business processes. Implemented by the Zakat, Tax and Customs Authority ZATCA, the e-invoicing mandate aims to streamline invoicing, improve transparency, and combat tax evasion. In this write-up, we discuss about the different phases of implementation of e-invoicing in the KSA. Implementation phases. The ZATCA is implementing e-invoicing in two key phases. The generation phase, effective from December 4, 2021, required that all VAT taxpayers must generate and store e-invoices and associated notes credit debit electronically. This initial phase was introduced to facilitate the adoption of e-invoicing systems, replacing manual processes. The integration phase, effective from January 1, 2023, requires that taxpayers must integrate their e-invoicing systems with ZATCA's systems in a phased manner. This involves sharing e-invoice data and debit credit notes in real time. During Phase 2, subjective taxpayers must comply with Phase 2 business and technical requirements for the electronic invoices and e-invoice solutions, and the integration with ZATCA's system. The waves of Phase 2. Phase 2 is enforceable starting from January 1, 2023 and is implemented in waves by targeted taxpayer groups. ZATCA notifies taxpayers about the period of their integration at least 6 months in advance through official emails and SMSs. Waves 1 to 7 have been implemented up to May 31, 2024 as per the details provided on the ZATCA portal. Waves 8 to 12 are currently being implemented or will be implemented in the near future as set out below. Wave annual taxable revenue above integration period 8 SAR 40 million in 2021 or 2022 March 1, 2024 to June 30, 2024 9 SAR 30 million in 2021 or 2022 June 1, 2024 to September 30, 2024 10 SAR 25 million in 2022 or 2023 October 1, 2024 to December 31, 2024 11 SAR 15 million in 2022 or 2023 November 1, 2024 to January 31, 2025 12 SAR 10 million in 2022 or 2023 December 1, 2024 to February 28, 2025 Recently, ZATCA determined the criteria for selecting the targeted taxpayers in Wave 12, being annual. Taxable revenue above SAR 10 million in 2022 or 2023. A taxpayer may use the same e-invoice solution that was used for Phase 1, by updating the e-invoice solution to comply with the Phase 2 requirements. Transition: A taxpayer must follow Phase 1 requirements until the integration enforcement date of the taxpayer's wave, in which the taxpayer is required to start following Phase 2 requirements. However, taxpayers have the option to start following Phase 2 requirements on a voluntary basis before their integration enforcement date. Conclusion. Implementation of Phase 2 for e-invoicing in a gradual manner is a step in the right direction. It started with taxpayers with a high taxable turnover and gradually progressed to taxpayers with a low taxable turnover. This ensures a smooth transition and addresses any potential challenges systematically. Stay tuned for more Fintita podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.